are wonderful. You are strong. You are great. And you are the Most High. Almighty God.
In Paul's letter to the Hebrews, we saw this in chapter 4, Paul was admonishing that we work out our salvation the same way God worked out his salvation. To enter our rest, we must do the works of God, the very works God did to enter his rest. Like I explained, Genesis chapter 1, which describes the works of God, it describes God in action, doing his works and eventually entering his rest. It's nothing more than a parable of the works that we must accomplish in our lives to enter into our rest as God entered his rest. One fundamental mystery was revealed in Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Paul said we should enter our rest as God enters his rest. Was indirectly saying that in reality we are God entering our rest. But can God be troubled? Can God be burdened? Could it be that God was in tribulation, in hardship? Like I've said, this is simply a parable of our descent from glory into outer darkness, from our descent from God's paradise into hell. Our descent from all dominion and power into the place of nothingness, no power. Open your ears and listen today. On the inside of every man is that same seed, that same personality who is one and equal with God. This is the mystery of the ages that Paul calls Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the mystery of the ages that people have run, you know, to and fro seeking for, but they never found. That mystery is locked up in every man. The mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Christ in you is the personality that is one with God the Father. Isn't that what John says in his letter in 1 John? 1 John chapter 5. John says in 1 John chapter 5, the last verses, he says that Christ Jesus is the true God and eternal life. And that true God and eternal life is located within us, within every man. That is the true God and eternal life. Now, the messenger of God, which is Christ, has come to give us understanding. He has come to restore this knowledge back to us. He has come to restore dominion back to us. And dominion is restored back to us simply by our awareness of this truth, this sacred truth, that we are in Christ, that we are Christ, who is the true God and eternal life. This is the one that is, I am that I am. This is the one that is, and behind, besides him, there is no other. Oh, hallelujah. This is the living one that lives throughout the ages. This is Christ. And this is the origin of every man on the earth. Now we are troubled. We are burdened. We are in tribulation. We are in pain, anguish, sorrow. Simply because our understanding had been darkened. We lost the knowledge of the truth. We lost the knowledge of our origin in the invisible God, the incorruptible God. Praise God. But now the gospel has been preached to us. And the gospel has been preached, the time has come to believe and enter into the rest of God. Believe and enter back into the place of glory. The rest of God, like I've said, talks of dominion. It talks about restoration of dominion. Along with the dominion comes your peace and your security for all eternity. That is your covering. That's your clothing. That is your food. That is your drink. That is your everything. That covering of the knowledge of the Son of God. The covering of God. Because in reality, the Son of God is covered in the Father. The Son of God is hid in God. So that the Son of God is not. He does not exist. What exists is God and God alone. So the gospel is here to restore us back. God entered his rest. God finished his works. God had to walk, do his works to enter his rest. In likewise manner, we have to do those same works of God as God to enter our rest. And like I said, the rest is in is seen in the Garden of Eden. That man that was placed in the Garden of Eden is actually God in his rest. That is God ruling and reigning in the rest, where everything becomes beautiful, where there is absolute dominion, where you rule and reign and nothing can touch and tamper your peace. Praise God. It's a realm where there is no curse, where death does not exist. See it. Things never age there. There is no time, no space. There is no sin consciousness. There is no duality there. There is no God and I and God and I and God and him. No. You function in God. You walk in God. You have your being in God. That is God in his rest. Praise God. So the gospel is here to restore us, because we know that we all descended. We all descended from the glory of God to becoming like mortal men of the dust. We descended from that, the heights of Mount Zion, and we are cast to the dust. And we have lived in absolute darkness, outer darkness. Darkness so thick that you don't even see yourself. You don't see your neighbor. You don't see at all. Have you? You know what they call thick darkness? Darkness that you can feel. Darkness that you can touch. That is the darkness of this age. Pure darkness. We live in relation to idols as men. See, all these things are relations you form on the earth. All these entities we form on the earth, nations, families, all these are just idols. They do not exist eternally. They have no substance. They are only illusions. That which exists is God and God alone. Every other thing is an illusion. Amen. There is only one family, and that's the family of God. There is only one nation, and that's the nation of God. There is only one kingdom, and that's the kingdom of God. There is only one man, and that is Christ. Oh, hallelujah. All these things we see and live in relation in this life is nothing but vanity. Thick darkness. See, and as long as we live as men, we carry on in tribulation. As long as we live as men, we are in hell, perishing daily in our transgression. One will ask, what is the transgression? The transgression is simply that thing that caused us to slip away from the glory of God. That thing that caused us to slip away from the likeness of God. See, when the moment we live as men, automatically the Ten Commandments are broken. A man is a transgressor by nature. Hallelujah. A man cannot fulfill the laws of God. The laws of God is fulfilled by God and God alone. Unless you find yourself in God, how can you fulfill the laws of God? It's not possible. So the natural man is already a transgressor by nature. He cannot fulfill the laws of God. You see it? In the transgression, we have turned the glory of God into that of mere mortals, mere men of the dust, with beastly instincts, carnal instincts. We are the glory of God. See, and we have turned this glory of God into that of creeping things, of the man of the dust. That is the abominable thing that we've done all these years. Some have done it out of ignorance, and now the gospel is here to release us. Praise God. Remember Genesis chapter 1? The Bible says that the earth was without form. Now let's read it together. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness and called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So was the evening and the morning. That was the first day. Already we are beginning to see these are the works of God. These are the works that God is accomplishing in our life to enter into rest. This is the work that we have to accomplish in union with the Spirit of God. Praise God. You have to wake up. Wake up. Wake up so that the light of Christ will shine on you. Wake up from the dead. That thick darkness, no form, no everything void. See, it talks about a state of desolation, wilderness. That is hell. What we are seeing in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 is a description of hell. Hell. When people are living in ignorance, thick darkness. When men walk in darkness, ignorance of the truth, everything goes haywire. Everything is, out of form, in disorder. Praise God. But when man begins to awake from the sleep to go to work, the darkness begins to be dispelled and the light of God begins to shine in the heart. There's the knowledge of the truth. That's why Paul says, thou that sleepest, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Amen. Arise from the graveyard of humanity. Arise from living in the dust as a mortal man, and Christ shall give you light. Arise. Awake. See it. I know it's not easy at times to wake up when you are deep asleep. When you hear the bell, ringing in the morning, it's quite difficult at times to get up. But you must awake. Awake so that what? The light will shine upon you. So that you will see the day of the Lord. Praise God. That light that is shining is the light that brings about a revelation of the truth. Is the light of the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. It is the light of the gospel that comes to dispel the darkness in the hearts of men. Praise God. That darkness is the thing that has hidden the precious glory of God within you. That ignorance, fake ignorance. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You perish for lack of knowledge. It's ignorance. That is the darkness. See it? That is the ignorance that has caused you to live in relation to a material world. The ignorance that has caused you to live as a man of the dust. As a human being. See it? It's ignorance that caused you to, try to attach yourself to beggarly elements of this world. To attach yourself to nations, to color, to sex. You see, and all, to a natural birth, and all these things that tie you to a material world. It's just ignorance. This is darkness that has covered the hearts of men. and has bound men to corruption. Praise God. Hallelujah. The God of this world, which is Satan, the God of this world, who is actually the prince of this world, is that personality that works through our carnal identity. That is the personality that blocks that, you know, the knowledge of the inner man within us, which is Christ. Satan, the prince of this world, the prince of darkness, is simply one with our outer personality, the man of the flesh. That is the identity that blinds us from the knowledge of who we truly are. As long as we live in the flesh, we cannot claim to be one with the invisible. As long as we attach ourselves, meaning to our outer lives, that's our outer appearance in this natural world, this visible world, we cannot actually claim that union with God our Father. Now let's quickly go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 3. This is a letter of Paul. It says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Son, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus. Praise God, God is shining the light. This is the work in our lives that is occurring right now. He's shining the light to reveal the glory of God within us. Hallelujah. The light of the gospel is that which reveals the image of God within us. It reveals us as the image of God, as the glory of God. Praise God. It gives us the knowledge of the glory of God in us, which is Christ in us. That is the light of the gospel. This is all we need for our rest. This is what will catapult us from the depths of hell into the paradise of God. This is what will catapult us from the desert place to the Garden of Eden. It's by applying the knowledge of truth. Letting the knowledge of the truth take over us. This comes by disciplining ourselves. This calls for exercising ourselves in godliness by meditation day and night, by abstaining from evil, by abstaining from the lie, by abstaining from the lusts of the flesh. It calls to growing in the spirit. It calls to growing more daily in the knowledge of Christ, your true identity, and letting the man of the flesh decrease. Christ must increase and we must decrease. Now, we must decrease talks about the false outer identity we have born in this world. See, he's coming to naught. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. So the light of the gospel has to shine in us. Amen. We have to allow the working of the Spirit, the light, the knowledge of the truth, take a hold of us. That is the shortest way. This is the way we can see the rest of God. Oh, hallelujah. This is where everything can be made beautiful again. Oh, hallelujah. Because the darkness of our human existence, the darkness in our minds is that which has hidden the garden of God within us. Because in reality, Christ consciousness is the glory of God. Christ consciousness is the paradise of God. Christ consciousness is a consciousness where all things are possible. That is the consciousness that produces paradise for you. Praise God. And that Christ is the true personality within every man. That is what the gospel is here to reveal. Oh, hallelujah. That is what the gospel is here to bring out of every man. Christ in you, the hope of glory. There is no other hope in heaven and earth but that Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, hallelujah. We are talking about doing the works to enter the rest of God. Walking the works of God so that we can rest as God rested. Oh, hallelujah. And we're now beginning to understand that that work is within us. We must allow the knowledge of truth overtake us. Let our attachments to the outer world, this material world, die. Let our eyes be open to the reality of the realm of the spirit. Let our eyes be open to the reality of our brethren in the spirit. That is our brethren in the body of God, the family of God. Let our eyes be open to the heavenly Jerusalem, our true city. Because we are not of this world. Praise God. We are not of this world. We are from above, not from beneath. See, as long as we live as men, we are beneath. But once we get this revelation, once the light begins to shine, we discover that we are in heaven. Hallelujah. Christ confessed that no one has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. Now, if you discover yourself the way you are known of God, you will discover that you are in heaven. You are in the paradise of God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. So we must put an end to darkness. We must put an end to ignorance. Let ignorance be abolished in our minds. And let us begin to walk in the spirit by faith. Oh, hallelujah. This is our walking. This is the work that we do to enter our rest. It might not start off easily. See it? It's just like a child that is born. A child that is born does not begin to, you know, run in one day. See, right now we're in the year 2009. I think 2 years ago, we had a Jamaican called Bolton who broke the world record in 100 meters. Now, I'm sure Bolton did not wake up from, you know, from the bed one day as a baby to break the 100 meters record. No. He had to go through the phases of development. He had to crawl first when he was born. You know, he had to walk, stumble. Then gradually he started to run. And till he now became the fastest man on the earth. Officially. So what I'm trying to say is that when you get this revelation of Christ in you, when you get the revelation, when the light begins to shine and you begin to get that true picture of who you are, it now calls for patience, see it, and continuity. So you don't need to be frustrated. See, you don't need to get discourage when you stumble. What you are is what you are. Nothing can change it from you. Nothing can take it from you. See it? You lose a reward only when you go back to ignorance. See it? There must be continuity. Oh, hallelujah. Continuity. Continuity in the faith. You have the revelation that you are a spiritual being. See it. Who does not have treasures upon the earth. You are a heavenly being like God the Father. See it. In you there is no jealousy, no traits of carnality and all that kind of stuff. Pure innocence. See, but when, as you get this revelation, it does not mean that you just suddenly become perfect overnight. The days for that are come, quite alright, but initially you might still have to continue on by faith, confession. See it? Exercising yourself in the confession of the, you know, in this confession. Continuing on, you know. Sowing in the spirit. You know, when you sow in the spirit, it's just like sowing a seed on the ground. There is no evidence of the produce immediately. There's no evidence of the harvest immediately. But with patience, watering, and continuity, the harvest eventually comes. Praise God. There must be continuity. Hallelujah. You can see even in Genesis chapter 2, when God, we see that God had created the, you know, the trees and, you know, the trees and the herbs by faith. But they had not germinated. See, they had to be watered. See it? But by faith they were already created. But if you look properly in Genesis chapter 1, nothing had come out of the earth. The earth was still void. There was no tree, no planting, nothing. See it, until the Lord watered the earth. In likewise manner, when you have the revelation of Christ in you, you have to work out your salvation with patience, groaning day and night. See it, abstaining from evil, walking in the spirit, you know, sowing by faith, and eventually you will reap the works. Hallelujah. That you sowed. You will reap what you've sowed by faith. If you sow to the spirit, you will reap what? Life, eternal life. If you sow in light, in truth, you will reap life. And you know, you will reap the totality of the glory of God when you sow in the spirit. It is a law that cannot fail. It cannot fail. Praise God. All you need first is the revelation. Then you continue on. Amen. Now Paul talks about something in Hebrews chapter 4 in the further verses concerning infirmities. Infirmities that you may have as a natural human being. You know, at times certain people have problems along the line. See, problems that, you know, are tied to your carnal nature. See it, and Paul is admonishing us here that we should not be discouraged. Now let's go to verse Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest who can't be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You see it? This is the attitude you should have. Knowing that you have a high priest in the heavens, who understands what it means to be tempted. See it? He understands what it means to be irritated, what it means to be angered. He understands what it means to be seduced. He understands all the problems of the flesh. Praise God. So there's no point trying to get discouraged along the line. He understands. As far as you have a sincere mind to continue on to know the Lord, you will get the victory in due season. Praise God. There's a high priest who is there interceding eternally. Praise God. Meaning that we are forgiven, meaning that we are pardoned, meaning that certain things are overlooked in our lives. You must carry on this journey. Let the light of God enter every cell of your body. Let the light of God reveal the glory of God in you. Let it unveil the Son of God in you. Continuously. Praise God. Hallelujah. The darkness in the, you know, in the minds of men, in the hearts of men, is what has hidden the place of rest and glory for man. Now I'm going to read something in Job chapter 28 that I would advise that you go back and, you know, meditate on this thing continuously. Job chapter 28. Job is speaking a mystery here. So here we see the mystery of God being spoke about even many years before Jesus came on the scene. It's the same spirit, one spirit, that is attesting to the realm of glory. How we can attain to the place where darkness is no more. See, when there is no more darkness, we enter our rest. See it? Tribulation is the fruit of darkness. Tribulation is the fruit of ignorance. Praise God. Now the gospel has come, revealing the truth to us. And the time has come to walk in the light. Walk in the light so that we may become sons of the light. Walk in the light while you have the light, so that you may become what? Sons of light. Walk in the gospel. Walk in the truth, in the revelation that is coming from above in this hour, so that you can become sons of light, sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. So let's go on to Job chapter 28 from verse 1. It says, surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molten out of the stone. He setteth an end to darkness, and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitant, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up. They are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread. Under it is turned up, as it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. There is a part which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye has not seen. The lion's whelp has not trodden it, nor the first lion passed by it. He put out forth his hand upon the rock. He overturned the mountains by the roots. He cut out rivers among the rocks. His eye seeth every precious thing. He binded the floods from overflowing, and the things that are hid, he bringeth he forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me, and the sea saith, it is not in me. Praise God. Now what is Job trying to talk about here? What is Job trying to talk about? He's talking about a place where, you know, man put an end to darkness. It's a place where man digs into. It's like a miner. that digs into the earth, deep into the earth, in the place where men never go near, men are not aware of. The foot of man never passes that place. It's a place where the birds of prey, the fowls, the vultures have not seen. It's a place where the fierce lions, the fierce animals, the fierce beasts like the lion has not passed upon. See it. It's a place where out of darkness man discovers the treasures of the ages. It's a place of sapphires. A place of dust of gold. A place where bread, the earth produces bread. A place where man brings forth the things that are hid into light. Oh, hallelujah. What is he talking about here? This place that man put an end to darkness. An end to, you know, darkness. That darkness he's talking about is the ignorance in the hearts of men. See it? It's the ignorance that accompanies living in relation to vanities. Living according to a carnal mind. That is what hides this place of extreme riches and glory. What Job is talking about here is the realm. A realm. Praise God. A realm of glory. It is a realm of consciousness within man. Hidden within every man. Hidden under the ignorance of every man. Hallelujah. Where the glory of God may be found. Where the place of eternal life. Where the paradise of God is found. Where the place of divinity is found. Oh, hallelujah. If you look properly between the lines, Job is talking here about the paradise of God. He's talking about the Garden of Eden. This is the place where you have dust of gold. Oh, hallelujah. It is the place of sapphires. It is the place of bread, of manna. Bedlam, in the book of Genesis chapter 2, you know, the Bible says that the Garden of Eden had a substance called Bedlam. Bedlam actually is the bread of God, is the manna of God. See it? He talked about Genesis also talked about the gold of the land that was very good. It also talks about, you know, the precious stones in the Garden of Eden. So what you are seeing in Job chapter 28 is the Garden of Eden. The Garden of God. The glory of God. Praise God. This is the place where man puts an end to darkness. Darkness is no more. Those who discover this place are those who have been delivered from the powers of darkness, from outer darkness, and have entered into the light. See, our work now is to put an end to this darkness, to discover this blessed realm, to enter into this consciousness, this paradise of God. Paradise of God is not somewhere in the sky, it's not somewhere underneath the earth. It's all attained to in our consciousness. When you know everything is working for your good, when life becomes a realm of pleasure, hallelujah. When you are living in the joy of the Lord in abundance, when nothing can touch your peace, oh, hallelujah. When there is no fear of your tomorrow, no thought of your tomorrow, because you are secured in the mighty arms of God. Praise God. This is the treasure of great price that Jesus Christ talked about. Hallelujah. This is the pearl of great price, the treasure hidden underneath the earth that we have to dig out. It's a place where no beast, no wild beast has known. No fowl, no vulture, no bird of prey has known. This talks about, these are allegories for the natural man. The natural man of the dust. Allegories for the carnal man. See, the ferocious beast, the vultures, all these are just allegories for the carnal man. Carnality cannot inherit life. Carnality cannot know the place of God. Carnality is darkness. If you walk carnally, you are walking in darkness. If you walk in relation to a material world, you are walking in darkness. Because what you are seeing and touching and beholding with your natural senses is in fact just temporal. They do not exist. As long as your eyes is fixed on vanity, you cannot see the beyond. See, you cannot see the place of life. Our work now is to put an end to this darkness. That's why Job says what? Man putted and is setted and what? An end to darkness. And how do you set an end to darkness? By applying the light of God in your life. By applying the wisdom of God, the celestial wisdom of God. That's why Job says that where shall wisdom be found and where shall understanding be found? Because wisdom and understanding is the thing that will lead you to discovering this realm of unlimited blessings in God. A realm where your soul will live in abundance without lack. Oh, hallelujah. A realm where your peace shall be like the waters. Oh, hallelujah. It's a realm of infinite riches and glory that man is not aware of. Oh, hallelujah. Man does not know the value of it. Man is not aware of it. They are blinded by the vain riches of this material world, not knowing the infinite riches that are hidden in the spirit realm in Christ. Christ is spirit, and Christ, the world of Christ, is a spiritual kingdom. See, but there's a tendency to feel that this thing that we see will take you somewhere. See, people go about struggling day and night trying to acquire riches. People try go about day and night trying to acquire things unto themselves, thinking that they will get some kind of form of satisfaction from these things they gather. See it? But at the end of the day, you will discover that the more you gather, the more problems you gather to yourself. Amen? True richness is richness in the knowledge of Christ. True richness is richness in the knowledge of the truth of your true identity as sons of God. Praise God. So our work is to apply the light, the wisdom of God to our life and spiritualize ourselves. Let there be light in our hearts. And let our eyes begin to walk and see the realm of the spirit. No more walking according to the vanities of our minds like the nations do. Praise God. Man put a certain an end to darkness. No more darkness. Oh, hallelujah. No more darkness. When the darkness is gone, then you become aware that everything in heaven and earth has been given over to you. All things are yours to freely enjoy by virtue of your being the Son of God. Praise God. All things are yours. Let no man fool you. Let no man, cheat you. Let no man intimidate you. All things are yours when you walk in the light. But if you walk in darkness, if you walk in ignorance, You cannot enjoy the fruits of your labor. Those things you think you gather unto yourself, you just gather it in vain. It will only bring sickness and trouble to you. Praise God. So we enter our rest by letting the knowledge of the truth overtake us. We enter our rest by awakening from the dead. Thou that sleepeth in the dust, awake from the dust. Awake from, you know, human living, from your carnality. Awake from the dust. Awake, thou that sleepest. Awake and realize the substance you are made of. Awake and realize that you have a father in heaven. Awake like the prodigal son. The prodigal son who went far away from the father's presence. See, the Bible talks about the prodigal son who left the father's presence and went far away. And he joined himself to the citizen of a country. The Bible says that the prodigal son at a point in time started feeding with pigs. Poverty swept over him. See, trying to be wise, he became a fool. He thought he could live a life independent of his father. He thought by descending, you see it, and living a righteous life in the flesh was living at all. But in due season, tribulation swept over him. Famine swept over him. Spirit poverty swept over him. Until he came back to his senses. And he arose. The Bible says he arose and has returned back to his father, which is a form of ascension, back to his father. You see, and when he returned back to the father and united in one with the father says, my son was dead and now he's alive. You see, when he awoke, when he came back to his senses, he realized that everything that the father has was his. That he did not have to be played a fool. He didn't have to try to be wise. He didn't have to try to gain the whole world like men try to, in order to find some kind of fulfillment. When he came back to his senses, the father told him that all that he has is his. All that the father has is belongs to the son. This is the same confession of Jesus. All that the father has is mine. Praise God. Everything in heaven and earth, the oil, the riches, the gold, everything belonged to the Son of God. So don't be carried away. Don't be deceived by people who think they prosper in the flesh. Stand your ground in the knowledge of God. See, keep yourself in the knowledge of the Son of God. That's all you need to prosper throughout eternity. See, and when the prodigal son arises and goes back to the father, he discovers joy, mirth, gladness, singing. He came back to his senses. He was dead, but now he came alive. See, praise God. And all authority was restored to him, where he could walk once more in the name of the Father. Praise God. What we have to do now is to awake from the dead. See, we should begin to remember from where we are falling, like the prodigal son remembered where he had fallen from. The prodigal son remembered that he had come from a rich family. He remembered that he had come from an important family. That why was he there just wasting away and pining away, perishing away? Along with pigs, you know, pigs is symbolic of the world, the flesh and blood, is the realm of man, the realm of men. So he came back to his senses and returned back to the Father's presence. He remembered where he had fallen from. And that is all we need to do, is to remember where we are falling from, so that we can find rest for our souls. Peace for our souls. See, as long as we stay far away from the knowledge of who we truly are, which is sons of God, in the image of God, we suffer tribulation. But when we awake and return back into that sacred consciousness, into the oneness with our Father, then we discover the peace that we seek, the rest that we seek. This is our work. Our work is to awake and let the light of Christ shine upon us. Let the light of Christ illuminate us so that we can, you know, walk as sons of light. So that we can be in the light as He is in the light. See it? And when we are in the light, sorrow passes away. Death passes away. Fear passes away. See it? All the uncertainties, you know, desperation, all these things we see in the all spheres of humanity, all these things pass away as you are waking the sun. Glory be to God. Awake and return back to your first abode in God. Hallelujah. I say that you are sons of God, all of you, sons of the Almighty God, but you shall die as men. You die as men when you walk in ignorance. I'm going to round up with Psalm, in the book of Psalms, chapter 82. Let's round up here. It says, God standing in the congregation of the mighty, He journeyed among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said you are gods. All of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. See it? You are gods, but you die as men. Because you walk in darkness. You walk in ignorance of your true identities. You walk in ignorance of the truth. You walk in ignorance of the fact that you and God are the same substance. You are one. See it? You are gods, sons of the Almighty, offsprings of God, the congregation of Elohims. You form the body of God, the body, the Godhead. You are the body of Christ, which is the eternal life, the only true God and eternal life. That is you. You form that body. See, but if you die, you die because you walk in ignorance as a man. The light of God, you know, restores understanding. It awakens you to your true substance, who you truly are. See, if you walk as a mortal man, if you walk in carnality, you are dead in your sins and trespasses. You see it? If you, as long as you walk as a man, you will die. See, but when you walk in the truth, the revelation, let the light shine on you, you will live once more and enter into the rest of God. You will be delivered from the night period of your life. You are delivered from the tribulation of the world. See it? He has come to set the captives free. He has come to deliver us from the pangs of death. See it? He deliver our soul from death and cause our souls to enter His rest. This comes only by knowledge. See it? Recognizing who you are. Recognizing the substance you are made of, who you truly are as a son of God. Praise God. What should we do now? What are our works? Our works is to what? Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. See, now the poor and the needy, you start off first from yourself. You don't go about trying to deliver people first. You start off from yourself. Try to deliver yourself. See, from the bondage of your human personality. Deliver your souls from the snare of the fowler. The fowler, you see, is that outer man. See, your soul has been attached so much to the dust, attached to your personality in this world. You've lived in relation to a natural identity and all, and that thing has corrupted you. It has acted as an obstacle to your glory. It is that your personality, yourself, that has hindered you. from walking in the totality of the glory of God. Now, by the revelation of the truth, you have to arise and, you know, deliver the poor and the needy. You guys, deliver your soul from the grip of your human identity. Let the revelation of God walk in you, day and night. Our walking is to deliver our souls. See it. And align it back with the Spirit of God. Align ourselves back with the Christ in us. By the beast, we've had the imprints of the beast, we've been caged to a corruptible nature, to an identity that is stuck behind. Now the revelation comes, you have to deliver yourself. Don't keep your eyes sleep. Deliver yourself by the power of the Word of God. Deliver yourself by the light of God. Apply this light patiently. Deliver your souls. And once more walk as sons of God, sons of the light. See, and we know in the light there is no darkness. In the light there is no death. See, when you walk in the light, you walk as the son of the resurrection. See, the sons of the resurrection are those who are awoke. Amen. Those who are no more sleeping with the rest of the world. The world is asleep, deep asleep. See it. Deep asleep in their material sense state, in their state of being. Deep asleep in their ignorance. So you are awake. Awake from a mountain. And let the life of God, you know, permeate every aspect of your life. And walk to allow the light take over us. Loosen ourselves from the grip of the wicked one, from the outer man. Then we will see the rest of God. Labor. See that you labor to enter the rest of God as God did this. Amen. We as the offspring of God have found ourselves bound in, what do I put in outer darkness. We've seen ourselves bound to a human false identity. We've seen ourselves bound to a mortal nature. But as revelation comes about our divinity, about our true substance, about our, you know, origin in God, our work now is to loosen ourselves and to rediscover ourselves back in the glory of God. That is where we find rest for our souls. Amen.